Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
And so, where have you all been? As I say, it's a good evening to you. And how you be? It's 7:34 and 20 seconds on a Monday evening on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here and you there. Sus, Mr. Araki, he's on the other side of the glass in 1-877-337-6666. And, of course, that'll be the number for a Monday schmooze right up until Sal Licata. And Sal coming your way at 12 right here on your fan, New York City. Now, first of all, what a normal weekend it was for the two New York baseball teams. Anything but a very wet and wild and crazy and bizarre weekend with the two New York baseball teams Saturday, with Sanchez catching Cole because there was no real other choice. The ace of the Yankee staff said to the Red Sox, grip this, as he sticks it to the Bostonians after 129 pitches in his previous outing. Saturday, the New York Metropolitans, led by Lugo and Diaz, were so low, they were looking up at rock bottom. And come Sunday, it was do unto others what others have done unto you. What a surreal weekend that began with a Saturday Yankee win, rain shortened as it was, and ended with a Metropolitan Sunday special.
I'm singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feel, and I'm happy again.
Garrett was terrific.
Cole Diaz struck him out swinging. 3-2, caught on a missed fastball. Strikeout number 6 for Cole. Strikeout number 7 for Cole.
We're able to string together a handful of good ones in a row. I guess it just so happened to the meat of the order. You know, when we needed to, we made a good pitch.
3-2, strike 3, and that is strikeout number 9 for Cole. Struck him out swinging fastball. Blew him away at 98. And Cole Diaz, half swing, did he go? He went.
We was in the inning. I mean, it's a lot of raining in the moment. A really motivation for us. And just go to the home plate and try to do really good team.
I'm singing and dancing in the rain.
That ball's got it, went over the wall. A line drive home run by Sanchez. God! It's Gleyber Day. Gary Sanchez and Gleyber Torres hit home runs back to back and a belly to belly.
Dancing and singing in the rain.
Probably the negatives that we can talk about. But tough loss.
Coming around to score is Reynolds. So an RBI by Nagowski as he drives in the first Pirate run.
Trying to keep it down towards the bottom of the zone, and it just stayed up. So, you know, you throw a pitch there, it's probably going to get hit hard. So that's what happened.
Whoa! Defoe delivers a pinch hit homer. Oh my. And it is suddenly a one-run ball game.
This is a guy that has electric stuff. His command sometimes can come like this. We thought he was doing it coming back into the two out bases loaded against Allen, but you know the ball sailed into his barrel.
Diaz has surrendered a grand slam home run here in the ninth inning, and the Pittsburgh Pirates have come back from a 6-0 deficit to win this ball game 9-7.
Well, you say you can't take it anymore. You can't live like this. It's a really big deal.
Oh, obviously, I thought it was foul. It was so close.
It's a fair ball. It's a fair ball. Oh, my goodness. It's a fair ball. Do you believe this? It's still in play. Pirates score 3. Oh, my gosh. We've seen it all now.
All right, guys. I think it's time.
Just what the Mets needed, his first career home run. Pinch hitting, and he drives in 3 and makes it a ball game. Making the turn at third, going to bring him home as the ball got away, and he'll get a run. Ball got bobbled on the relay, and it is a one-run ball game. And goodbye, home run! Conforto gets it, Smith will score ahead of him, and how about that? It is a 7-6 Met lead. That ball is going for the third out, and the Mets have won it.
They're all huge. I'm always going to say that all wins are big equally, but being with the same deficit in the first inning, I could put some heads down, right? But it, once again, you said it, the resiliency here.
If you recognize, I ought to put the mic on. I'm, as you know, new to the business. We used a couple of songs there in that production piece to more or less summarize the weekend with the Yankee win on Saturday and, of course, ending with the Metropolitan Sunday special from yesterday. And, of course, because there is no song swinging in the rain, we had Singing in the Rain from a long time ago, and also the song Always All Right by the Alabama Shakers. If you ever saw the movie Silver Linings Playbook, that song by the Alabama Shakers, Always All Right, was played over the credits. But we are back, and we're going to get into so much of one took place over the last weekend, Saturday and Sunday, of course, and certainly what that means going forward, injuries notwithstanding with the Mets, with Lindor and DeGrom, and, of course, with the six Yankees who are shelved for a good another week. You got to figure about 10 days with them, and you know, of course, Luke Voit nowhere in sight as we speak, but the backups to the backups with both teams are doing their job backing up the backups. And the Yankees and the Mets have their backs as both teams did appear to have their backs up against the wall, especially the Yankees losing game one of the series with Boston and the way the Pittsburgh Pirates have handled the New York Metropolitan. So the backups have come through for both teams, players to be named later, looking to make names for themselves. We are back after spending a few days in the Berkshires, and it rained so hard there for so long, we thought we were sitting at your favorite ballpark for a game to be postponed after a 3-hour wait. We needed an umbrella, a tarp, and a dry rosin bag. Unfortunately, for the couple of days there, we ran into Mother Nature's twins, the Brothers Grimm, and we know them as isolated thunder showers and scattered thunder showers. You needed Google to see the sun. We also had isolated and scattered TV reception, but able to see Cole telling Boone, I'm finishing what I've started, And after 129 throws, he did. And we saw the Metropolitans choke against the Pirates the first time, choking before the All-Star break and choking after, before ending with a comeback yesterday for the ages, all ages. The All-Star game can be sleep-inducing, and more so if your favorite All-Stars are wearing pajamas provided by Major League Baseball. And if you were a fan of Johnny Cash and a fan of Phil Mickelson, you won't mind the Metropolitans wearing black on Friday nights the rest of the season. Some of us hope the Mets won't be attending their own funeral, going six games under the second half of the season, because one thing we can say about our baseball brethren here in New York City, fragile they are. Lindor, and he says, not day-to-day, forget about that, he's week-to-week. DeGrom, even LoCastro, after a great catch he made in the first inning, and look over there, still hanging around the on-deck circle, number 19 itself. Shelving six bombers, including four you absolutely need to make the second half somewhat worthwhile. Judge, Urshela, Loaisiga, and again, Voit nowhere in sight. Yet if not for Cole and Tyone and Sanchez and Torres, and yes, even a preview of probably more appearances from Chapman, although he didn't look as sharp as everybody wanted him to look, and not to mention Mother Nature on Saturday, the Yankees were able to survive the Wet Sox and Stanton, who, yes, did on occasion put the ball in play and actually produced a run making an out. You know about Luis Rojas getting up close and personal with the home plate umpire. He's been suspended for two games and fined. However, early on in their game tonight against Cincinnati, the Metropolitans have the lead, not missing Rojas as we speak. And Rojas, he decided to keep Lugo in Saturday's game forever, probably because he was in shock watching something no doubt he couldn't believe was happening. But with Diaz, he less of a surprise because we have seen his movie before, and both were so, so bad, not even Jesus could have saved either one of them. And of course, on Sunday, what we didn't see from the bullpen, especially Lugo and Diaz, of course, in the eighth and the ninth inning, of course, on Sunday, after Walker, we saw 8 2/3 of Metropolitan bullpen put up zeros and only one walk after the four we saw in the 35-pitch first inning from Taijuan Walker, whose ERA went from 2.50 at the start of the game to 2.99 35 pitches later. And okay, what else? Apparently Jeffrey Mayer, it should be, and maybe he might be mayor someday, but apparently Jeffrey Mayer, what has he created? All right, we've seen fans lean over then and now, and if you can read lips, you know what Verdugo thought of the New York fan who intercepted a baseball for a Red Sox fan with that Yankee fan returning the ball to sender. And no ball player is fond of getting hit by a pitch, whether it comes from a paid player or a fan who pays the price for throwing that ball. Banned for life from overpaying for parking, a ticket, food and merchandise, and not just Yankee Stadium, but every single ballpark, as you know, including Minnesota, where they could use more than the cardboard cutouts they have showing up there. If you're going to a game anytime soon, you know, I know, we all know, we're going to have some kind of delay. Now, what might be your favorite delay? And you do have choices. Number one, a rain and storm delay. Number two, umpires with a challenge and or review. Three, fan interference. Four, benches clearing with a manager getting ejected. Or five, some sick, tormented soul firing shots outside a ballpark, or a fan throwing a baseball inside a ballpark at a player. Of course, with a makeup game or one to resume at a time and day to be named later, you do pay for nine innings and end up getting seven. And you know a 22% discount or refund won't be arriving in the mail anytime soon. And tell me, watching the Metropolitans and Pirates didn't make for tightness in your quad and oblique. If the Mets don't make October's promised land, you can think Pirates, even with Sunday's special and with Lindor week to week and DeGrom's forearm at the forefront of Metropolitan ailments, you wonder if the Mets will fade to black, wearing black, in the second half. It's a rumor and will probably stay one. The Mets going after Javier Baez to fill the void at short. And we know if the Metropolitans were to get Baez, we could all expect a home-to-first rundown with him ending up at second base. And maybe more likely is getting J.D. Davis into a platoon with Chris Bryant. I mean, the Cubs, how awful. It's like the Black Cat has never left their dugout area from 1969. But more likely is the rumor with J.D. Davis and maybe Chris Bryant getting into some kind of a platoon. And that's a J.D. Davis with a Trevor McGill, who should have powered the Metropolitans to a win after a 6-0 lead. So again, the Mets on Sunday did to those others what those others did to the Mets on Saturday, and yet losing 4 out of 7 to the Pirates, inexcusable. And the Yankees, they need to find a backup for Stanton. I mean, obviously, as we heard from Pony with his gambling program, and his closing remarks just before we came on a little after 7:30, he doesn't think the Yankees have a chance. They do have a lot of games with teams ahead of them in the standings. And again, maybe baby steps on Saturday. And again, following up, and Torres is heating up. And again, I mean, if they get Severino back, if for somehow... no ifs, ands, buts about it. They can get Corey Kluber back. We'll see if they pick up somebody at the trading deadline. I don't think the Yankees are throwing in the white towel. I mean, 7 games out is a lot of games, especially with a lot of teams ahead of you. But if you are going to be spending a lot of time playing those teams ahead of you, you can make up ground right now. So nobody is predicting at this point, and even behind, you know, in the wild card race, and nobody is predicting at this point that the Yankees are a serious October baseball team. But we have seen teams get hot, players getting hot. I mean, maybe a Torres with the Sanchez. You get Urshela back, and you get Judge back, and so forth and so on, and a couple of other guys, and you get Voit back. You know from what I'm talking, you get some of these guys back, and some of the backups that are still left on the varsity, if they can do what we saw from the Tauchman and the Voits and the Urshelas when they first came up a couple years ago, you just can't say it's all over, and you're not going to see the Yankees throw up the white towel, taking 2 out of 3 from the Red Sox after losing game 1 and being no hit in game two for 4 2/3 innings, they have to feel a little bit better about themselves. But the key is results, and playing better is what it's all about. And there is time to make up the ground that they need to make up. Can they do it at this point in time? You need to be convinced. You need to see consistency. And again, I mean, if they could get rid of Stanton, at least give him a glove. Who are we seeing in the outfield already? He makes $300 million over a lifetime and could afford to buy a glove all by himself. And if he, as Joel Sherman pointed out the other day in his column, if he gets hurt, he gets hurt. He can get hurt walking to first base after drawing four balls. There's nobody, a body fat on him. And there's nobody that is as strong and well-built as him in the major leagues, not even with the Aaron Judge. So he swings a bat, he can get hurt already, a quad, an oblique, what is it? So the bottom line is, let him play in the outfield, and God forbid, you know, he doesn't get hurt running after a fly ball. And before we take a break, and we have a guest coming up, Max Goodman at 8:05. He is with Sports Illustrated. He'll talk Yankees at 9 o'clock from The Athletic. Tim Britton, and he will talk Metropolitans. Just a quick word here, and then we'll take a break and get to our guest. And, of course, your calls right up until 12. But a word on the NBA Finals. It does look like the Greek Freak and his freakettes are going to sip Miller Lite, and that is one of the favorites of those cheeseheads in Wisconsin. All Milwaukee needs now to win a title is another Devin Booker 40-point game, another Chris Paul turnover, and another double-digit effort on the offensive boards, and it's parade time in Milwaukee. Booker with consecutive 40-point games and consecutive losses. Chris Paul looking his age. Middleton and Holiday of the Bucks, incredible they have been in the last two games, especially in the second half. And how about that Holiday steal and lob to Giannis with only 20 seconds to go in Game 5? A real difference maker. All right, we'll take that break, get you to the update, and we have our guest coming up. We'll talk Yankees with Max Goodman of SI. No, from the 1-877-337-6666 on your Fan New York.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.